April 26, 1906. Jesus does not want to let her see the chastisements so as not to afflict her. Continuing in my poor state, I felt there were people around my bed who wanted me to see the chastisements which were happening in the world, earthquakes, wars and many other things, which I could not understand well, to make me intercede with the Lord. It seemed to me that they were saints, but I cannot tell with certainty. In the meantime, blessed Jesus came out from within my interior, and he said to them, "Do not molest her, do not afflict her by wanting to make her see sorrowful scenes. Rather, let her be tranquil, and leave her alone with me." They went away, and I remained concerned, "Who knows what is happening, that he does not even want me to see?" Then, afterwards, I found myself outside of myself, and I saw a priest who began to talk about the earthquakes which had occurred in the past days, saying, "The Lord is very indignant, I believe they are not yet finished. And I, who knows whether we will be spared?" He became inflamed, and it seemed that his heart was beating so strongly that I could feel it myself, and those heartbeats would reverberate in my heart. I could not understand who he was, but I felt a certain something being communicated to me. Then he added, "How can grave things happen, with destructions and dying of people, where there is a heart that loves for all? At most, a few tremors might be felt, without considerable damage. On hearing a heart that loves for all, I felt as though I were being picked on, and I myself cannot tell how I came out saying, 'What are you saying? A heart that loves for all. Not only that loves for all, but that repairs for all, that suffers, that thanks, that praises, that adores, that respects the holy law for all. Because I do not believe it is true love toward the beloved, if one does not render him the love and all the satisfaction which the others were supposed to render him, in such a way that in that person, he must find all the good and the contentment which he was to find in all." On hearing me, he became more ignited, and drew near me in the act of wanting to clasp me. I was afraid, I felt blushing for having spoken that way, and my heart, struck by his heartbeats, was throbbing. He seemed to transform, as if he were our Lord, but I cannot tell with certainty. Without my being able to oppose him, he clasped me to himself, telling me, "Every morning I will come to you, and we will have breakfast together." At that moment I found myself inside myself.